परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तरश श्री श्रीमद् श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर गोस्वामी महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गो गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी श्रीमति तुलसी महारानी की, कलियुग पावन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। गोलोकेर प्रेमदन श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। समवेद गौर भक्त वृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी।
Hare Krishna. We welcome all the devotees to this Prerana festival. We are very glad that today we have with us one of our senior brahmacharis from the ashram, His Grace Purushottam Prabhu.
Hari Bol! Hari Bol! Hari Bol!
So just a few words about him. Prabhuji is from a very traditional Pushti Marg family, grown up in Krishna consciousness from his childhood days. His whole family is connected to the temple, and generally, you know, if the whole family is already Krishna conscious, they won't give their son, is it not, as a brahmachari. So at home also they have this culture, and gladly Purushottam Prabhu is serving in the temple since 2005. He has handled different services in the temple. He used to handle Vaishnav Training Academy till 2015, played an active role there. Also our kitchen is ISO certified, so one of the lead players in that was Purushottam Prabhu. Currently is handling the DT dress department. How many of you like the outfits that Radha Gopinath wear? Yes? So he is the chief person who's handling a team of fashion designers, I could say, who dress such beautiful dresses for the Shishi Radha Gopinath ji. So he plays an active role there also. He travels to Sardar Patel College of Engineering and also Grant Medical College to give weekly youth programs there. Also once in a week he goes to CBD Belapur for a congregation program there. And last but not the least, he is a very melodious, very beautiful singer. So let us enthusiastically welcome him in our midst and request him to speak a few words of inspiration for all of us by loudly chanting three times.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskrityam. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato Jayamudirai. Nastaprayeshu Abhadreshu. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati Rattama Shloke. Bhakti Bhavadi Nishtiki. Krishnaya Vasudevaya. Devaki Nandanaya Cha. Nanda Gopakumaraya. Govindaya namo namaha. Om Ajnanati Nirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurirmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam. Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Vagunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadudam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute. Tapta Kanchana Gaurahangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari. Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. Vancha Galpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha. Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे मुखं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंगयते गिरिं यत्कृपादमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं श्रीचैतन्यमीश्वरं परमानंदमाधवं हरे कृष्ण My special thanks and gratitude to each and every one of you for coming this evening for this 165th Prerna Festival. This Prerna Festival began in the year 2001-2002, and since then so many wonderful speakers have sat on this Vyasasana and have narrated wonderful different life learning lessons for all the students, for the young generation of this country. And it's been a great honor to be here this evening amongst all of you. Actually speaking, there are unlimited reasons for you to not being here this evening. By the way, we wish you all a very happy Gudi Padwa. And what a wonderful way to start your new year by coming in front of Radha Gopinath, taking their blessings and trying to grab some wonderful life learning lessons which would actually shape our career, which would actually shape our life, and in turn would shape the entire future of India. In fact, you know, mind throws so many excuses for us to not come here. You know, there was this student who went to school and master ji told, beta, aaj homework nahi kiya aapne. तो स्टूडेंट सेड मास्टर जी करूं तो क्या करूं घर में बिजली ही नहीं थी. अच्छा बिजली नहीं थी तो मोमबत्ती जला लेते. मास्टर जी ने कहा मोमबत्ती जला लेता लेकिन मोमबत्ती ही नहीं थी. एक घर में मोमबत्ती नहीं थी. नहीं नहीं मास्टर जी मोमबत्ती तो थी लेकिन वो पूजा घर में रखी थी तो पूजा घर से ले आते. मास्टर जी क्या करूं पूजा घर से तो ले आता लेकिन मैंने स्नान ही नहीं किया था तो पूजा घर में कैसे जाता. स्नान क्यों नहीं किया था मास्टर जी. मास्टर जी बोले स्नान क्यों नहीं किया था. स्नान क्यों नहीं किया था क्योंकि पानी ही नहीं था. मास्टर जी क्या करूं पानी घर में पानी नहीं था. मास्टर जी ने कहा घर में पानी नहीं था. नहीं नहीं मास्टर जी पानी तो था लेकिन वो पानी चलाने वाली मोटर ही बंद थी. अरे मोटर क्यों बंद थी. मास्टर जी कितनी बार कहूं बिजली ही नहीं थी. So you know when you want to give some excuse there are unlimited reasons you can give excuse to. You know your mind will throw excuse. IPL nahi jana hai. Aur yahan pe aakar aise tattu ke samne baith kar kuch kya milega. Aur wo bhi आज तक कभी कॉलेज में. यू नो ऑल दिस माइंड कीप्स टेलिंग यू विद इन द डायलॉग इज गोइंग ऑन. माइंड टेल्स यू आज तक तो कॉलेज में कभी क्लास में एक लेक्चर अटेंड नहीं किया और यहां पे आके सबके सामने बैठकर ये दिखावा करेंगे कि इतना होनहार लड़का हूं मैं. And then the list goes on. But then the very fact that you all have made it is that you have bounced back. You had unlimited reasons to say no, but the very fact you have come here is you have defeated your mind which has come up with so many arguments. So yes, you know, to begin with, there was one blind person who asked a very serious and a genuine question to God. He asked this question to God, "My dear God, can you tell me one thing? Is there something worse? Is there something worse than losing an eyesight? For someone who doesn't have an eyesight, what can be a bigger predicament than that?" So he asked God, "Can you tell me, is there something worse than losing an eyesight?" God gave a wonderful reply. He said, "Something that's worse than losing an eyesight is when you lose your vision. Losing a vision is far more worse than losing an eyesight." You know, one may have eyesight to see the things of this world, but everyone's vision will vary from person to person. We all have eyesight. Krishna's grace, we all can see. We all have eyesight to see, but our vision will definitely vary. You know, in the field of ophthalmology, when you go to check your eyes, you know, the doctor will tell you, you have 6x6 vision, or your vision is 6x6, or your vision is 6x12, or your vision is 6x36, or your vision is 6x60. What does that mean? 6x6 vision means what? In a simple term, it's the best vision. And my eyesight is normal. My vision is normal. That means 6x6 vision matlab kya? What a person can see from 6 meters away, a 6x6 vision will also be able to see an object from 6 meters away. Lekin 6x12 ka matlab kya? What a person can see from a distance of 12 meters, 6x12 wala vision cannot even see from a distance of 6 meters. Did you get what I said? Jo normal vyakti ko 12 meter duri se dikhta hai, wo 6 meter ki duri se bhi vyakti ko dikhta nahi hai. That means the vision is getting slowly impaired. Yes? So then there is vision which is called 6x36. That means the vision is very poor. And 6x60 vision is worst, where a person hardly can see anything. So people have vision, people have eyesight, but their vision varies. And better the vision, what happens? There is better the clarity. Yes? When the vision is good, there is clear-cut distinction. You can distinguish what's what. You won't say that this, I see just a wooden trunk here. No, it's a mridanga. I can see it clearly. Yes? Because the vision is clear. So, better the vision, clear the understanding. Yes? Similarly, when we all study a different fields, whether it's an engineering field or it's a field of medical or it's a field of law or a field of commerce, science, whatever it is, we acquire certain knowledge. Yes? And with that knowledge, our understanding to see things becomes broader and it deepens our vision. Say, for example, A student who is studying in the first year of medicine, he sees an X-ray. अभी उसको एक्सरे में क्या दिखेगा? Something black or white, yes? Or maybe he can at least identify, okay, these are ribs, this is my bone called humerus, this is my bone called ulnar radius, whatever. But he cannot go deeper than that. But a student who has studied for 6 years of MBBS and after that 3 years of radiology, super specialization, when he sees an X-ray, he sees far more deeper than just black or white. Yes or no? Yes. The reason being, the knowledge that he has acquired over those 6 years has helped him deepen his vision. So that what a first year student cannot see, a radiologist can see far more. He can see, okay, there are some multiple fractures, there are some major fractures, minor fractures, or maybe it's just a hairline fracture. What is the difference? Both are seeing, both are having the eyesight, but their vision is differing. Vision of looking at things is differing. Why? Because of knowledge. Same thing applies to an electrical engineering student. No? He can understand how electricity functions, but a normal person cannot understand that. The simple reason being difference in the depth of their vision and understanding. Yes? Why I am saying this is when we come here for such discourses, what happens to us? We all have an eyesight, but our knowledge helps deepening our vision to see the things of this world. Knowledge helps to deepen our understanding of seeing and concluding the object that we see. And that's why Lord Krishna in the 15th chapter says, Utkramantam sitam vapi bhunjanam va gunanvitam vimurha nanu pashyanti pashyanti jnana chakshushah. No, the eyes that we have, it is called charma chakshu. Krishna, Lord Krishna is using the word called jnana chakshushah. When we see something with an eye of knowledge, then we can see something far more deeper. So what a modern science today is helping us is it is helping us improving our eyesight. What a spiritual science is helping us, it is helping us improving our vision. And when we have the right vision, then with that right vision, we can actually understand things better. That's the whole purpose. This wonderful festival of Prerna is an humble attempt by which we can share that knowledge which will help us deepen our vision. Why we are speaking this, Because nowadays what is happening is students, the younger generations, they do have wonderful eyesight, but their vision is impaired. This students, their thinking patterns are changing. Their way of looking at things is very much changing. And especially when it comes to such spiritual discourse, they are very much skeptical. Why? Prerna or main? Kabhi nahi. Spiritual life and main? Never. One student, this is a true story. One student, we were just discussing, and the student told me, Prabhu, nowadays, prerna jaise festival mein students ki sankhya kafi ghat gayi hai. Pehle के जमाने में जब प्रेरणा हुआ करता था, प्रेरणा में एक साथ 1,000-1,200 स्टूडेंट्स आते थे, और प्रभु जी आई हैव अ फॉर्मूला बाय विच इफ यू अप्लाई दिस फॉर्मूला नंबर्स विल ग्रो लाइक एनीथिंग. आई सेड अच्छा व्हाट्स दैट फॉर्मूला. ही सेड प्रभु जी मैंने सुना है कि प्रेरणा के साथ साथ यहां पे चेतना करके भी एक फेस्टिवल होता है. By the way, for those who do not know what Chetna is a festival for the young girls unmarried between the age group of maybe 15-30. So I said, "Acha, what do you mean to say?" He said, "Prabhuji, just one thing: bring prena and chetna together." He said, "Prena plus chetna changes the name from prena and chetna to pretna." This is a true thing. I'm not making up. I'm not cooking up. And you know about that, you know, said he said numbers will grow like anything, Prabhuji. Not only that, prena wale ko adhyatmik chetna mil jayegi, aur chetna wale ko jeevan mein koi prena dene wala mil jayega. और प्रभु जी शादी.com में जाने की जरूरत ही नहीं पड़ेगी, शादी.com यहीं पे खुल जाएगा. आई सेड वाह बेटा, क्या नेक विचार है आपके, मंदिर में भी आकर आप क्या क्या दिमाग लगाते हैं. सो हाउ आवर थिंकिंग पैटर्न्स आर चेंजिंग. यू नो देयर वाज दिस मास्टर जी, teacher told the student, let's have a practical, let's have something practical today. And students went on the field and teacher told the students, okay, I'm going to do something practical now. I'm going to get two buckets. In one bucket, I'm going to fill up that entire bucket with water, and with another bucket, within the another bucket, I'm going to empty liquor bottle. So, मास्टर जी ने क्या किया, एक बाल्टी में पानी और दूसरे बाल्टी में दारू भर के रख दिया. किसके सामने? एक गधे के सामने. एंड इमेजिन व्हाट डिड डोंकी ड्रिंक. डोंकी ड्रिंक द फुल बकेट ऑफ वॉटर. मास्टर जी टोल्ड स्टूडेंट, come on, tell me, what lesson do you learn from this? One student got up and said, jo daru nahi peete wo sab gadhe hai. See the thinking pattern. See, the students are looking at the same object, but the perception is altogether different. Actually, the answer that was expected was that gadhe bhi daru nahi peete. But see, looking, logo ka drishtikon, nazariya itna badal chuka hai, especially in today's day and age. So what this wonderful festival is offering us is vision. And what the world need today is not just the speed, a car moving at a speed of 140 kilometers per hour, but without having a direction and a vision, will end up nowhere. But what this wonderful discourse offers us is not only speed, a synthesis. We don't tell that you don't study, you bounce back and you perform your best. At the same time, get the right direction. What's missing in today's day and age is disha or direction. And that's what spiritual life has to offer to all of us. So, moving ahead. Yes, this is today's plight. Can you see this picture? Ek zamana tha. एक जमाना था जब शरीर मरते थे और आत्मा भटकती थी। एक जमाना था जब शरीर मरते थे और आत्मा भटकती थी। अभी जमाना आ गया है कि आत्माएं मर चुकी है और शरीर भटक रहे हैं। दिस इज व्हाट इज द प्लाइट अनफॉर्चुनेटली। ऑफ कोर्स आत्मा नेवर डाइज, बट द पॉइंट दैट वी वांट टू ड्रॉ इज पीपल आर वंडरिंग directionless, and this is what is the biggest plight, unfortunately, and that's why we need a synthesis of the speed and direction. So what am I about to speak today is something what I have learned over the years. Nothing is mine. I'm just sharing all the knowledge, and it's wonderful exchange of sharing that knowledge. In fact, I am not qualified to sit here, and this is what we are going to discuss today, bounce back. How many of you have seen that video, bounce back? It's a famous video, right? We will try to go into deeper into understanding what exactly this bounce back means, and how do we bounce back when a major setback comes in our life. So we'll just see a few definition of bounce back as per the dictionary. What's the dictionary meaning of bounce back? Ability to rebound or come back after a major setback. Go ahead. One more definition. To return quickly to a normal condition after a difficult situation or event. Go ahead. Bounce back is nothing but after a major setback, you just learn yourself to face that challenge and attain victory. This is a simple example of a bounce back. No, he bounced back easily from her surgery. His surgery, by the way, it's not her. He bounced back. You had a major illness, but with a proper treatment, you helped yourself attain a good health and you bounced back. Or you can say the government of the current government bounced back after a major setback that they faced in major states of India. Did you get the meaning of bounce back? Yes? Or what's the meaning? Or no? After losing 3 games, this country bounced back by winning the next 8 games. That's bounce back. What's the meaning as per the Cambridge Dictionary? To start to be successful again after a difficult period, or after an experiencing failure, loss of confidence, illness, or unhappiness. So, is the definition clear of what the bounce back means? Yes? Some quotes on bounce back. It does not matter how deep you fall, but how high you bounce back. What's important is not failing, but how do you respond after a failure. Second, falling down is a part of life. Getting back up is living. Next, success is how high you bounce back when you hit the rock bottom. Tough times doesn't last. Tough people do last. Times will change, but if we stay steady, we will again bounce back. Go ahead. People who fall the hardest bounce back the highest when they involve God in picture. When God is involved, you get a higher power, you get a connection which gives you the strength to bounce back. So are these quotes simple and understanding? You can understand these quotes? Self-explanatory, right? bounce back is stronger than the setback. And next, use every setback as comeback. I would like to tell you one very nice incident. It was in the year 2006. Australian cricket team, you know, was on a tour to South Africa. This was in the year 2006 I am talking about. And they had a three test match series cricket and a 5 one-day international match ka series to be played. Australia won the test series by 2-0. And in the one day of the 5 matches, South Africa, they won the first 2 match. And the next 2 matches of the 5, the next 2 matches were won by Australia. Australia actually bounced back to win the next 2 match. Now it was the 5th and the final one day that would decide who would actually win the series. Australian cricket captain at that time was Ricky Ponting. He won the toss and elected to bat. And it was a sensational innings by Australian team where they ended up scoring 434 runs off just 4 wickets in 50 overs. That was a big score. And at that time, Ricky Ponting himself, the captain himself, scored 165 runs off just 105 balls, 105 deliveries. And especially in the Australian camp, they were very high, the momentum was very high, but just opposite was the case in the South African team. They were not in their most cheerful mood because they had a long run, long way, the chase was too high. You understand the cricket, right? I'm sure. I don't have to tell you that. And in the interval, the reporter asked the coach, South African coach, whose name was Mickey Arthur. And the question that he was asked was, what's your plan? And he said, the plan is very clear. We are going to bounce back. We are going to chase 434 runs and it's very normal for us. Now when the reporter heard this, he said he's just faking. But he actually meant it. Because he knew how to boost the morale of the entire team. And at that time, when South African team came for the batting, they had a very bad start with first wicket falling in the second over. But then the Graham Smith and Herschel Gibbs, the first main batsman, they all had a wonderful, sensational innings, very long partnership. And finally, just in 13th over, they came up with their first 100 runs. 23rd over, they completed 200 runs. 33rd over, they were there with how many runs? 300. Just in 33rd over. And not only that, in 47th over where they scored 400 runs. And they practically in last around few balls, they wanted around 30-35 runs to win. And it was to everyone's surprise. That match which was actually one-sided, everyone thought Australia is going to win over the series by 3-2. South African team chased the highest score that was ever made in one day international. They score more than 34 runs with one ball in hand, one ball spared, and one wicket in hand. And you have a video. We have a very short video of how this team actually.
The greatest one-day international ever between South Africa and Australia. The teams were tied at 2-2 in their five-match series, and the Bullring in Johannesburg would host the deciding fixture. Ricky Ponting won the toss and, on a pitch that looked ideal for batting, chose to set the home side a target. We join the action with the Australian openers at the crease. Let the fireworks begin.
Oh, and that was premeditated. Smashed away. Oh, he's gambled. I think he's picked that slower ball from Jacques Callis. That's where you can't bowl.
Well, that's down the ground. It's going to go all the way. Don't worry about trying to catch that one.
That was simply stunning. Inspired by their skipper, the Aussies took the South African bowling apart, ending on a world record 434 for 4 from their 50 overs. Ponting led the charge with 164 from 105 balls, and Hussey blasted 81 from just 51 balls. The home side must have been shell-shocked as they walked into their dressing room, having watched the world champs blast 43 fours and 14 sixes.
Lost a wicket early. Nathan Bracken did the business in Durban, and he started by getting dip and R today. Brilliant. Muscle. The play, four runs. Very good placement. In the air. Got in. Big wicket. Kempis trapped it straight to backward point. It's slowish. It's in the air. This is going to be out early. No, it's going to be short. Oh, it's a great catch. Wonderfully taken. Well, Hussey is an unbelievable fieldsman. 9 runs to get off 8 balls. Oh, it's a great shot. He's got the right top four. Over the top of long arm, down to the boundary top four. Now South Africa should definitely win.
Who would ever have thought that Australia would lose a match defending 434?
Oh, he's out of go, he's out! Oh, he's out! That's the last thing they wanted. He's out. This match is not over yet. There's a little...
This will be surely one of the biggest moments of his whole cricketing career.
Oh, he's got a single. He's got the third man. Right, now then. Now need one or two balls. South Africa cannot lose. Superb victory. Well, I've been around the world watching this game. Look at tears.
Perhaps the great...
Hare Krishna. This is just so that you don't miss IPL. So anyways, so... Do you think this is a classic example of bounce back?
Yes.
Yes, it is actually one of my favorites. When I saw this, I was like, my God, this is impossible. Now, something impossible was made possible because of the team coming together and doing their best, giving their best. So whether it's a game of cricket or whether it's a game of life, you know, in the game of cricket, you have yorkers, you have bouncers, you have swings, you have spins, you have googlies. Yes? Life will also throw a lot of googlies, a lot of spins, a lot of yorkers, and it will be a test for all of us. How do we face those yorkers, those setbacks, those difficult times, those challenges, those adversities, and the way we respond, the way we bounce back will actually determine true success of our life. So it's very, very important that there is no difference in one sense between a game of cricket and a game of life. We all will have to go through such times, you know. Now, coming to one more point, You know, human brain is so awesome that it works 24 hours a day. It works 24 hours a day for 365 days since the time we are born. But it just stops functioning two times. You know, first, when a student enters an examination hall, it just stops functioning, it just goes blank. Not only that, Prabhu. Second, it stops functioning when you fall in love. You actually lose control over your brain. How many of you have experienced this, that when you have studied so hard, you have really slogged during the last 11th hour and you are confident, but the moment you have entered examination hall, you have gone actually blank. You know, come on, I did study. Have you experienced this sometime? Many times, at least myself. That's why, you know, they say that fire ko Hindi mein aag kehte hai, cobra ko Hindi mein naag kehte hai, garden ko Hindi mein baag kehte hai. एग्जाम के समय जो बिल्कुल काम न करे उसे आइंस्टाइन का दिमाग कहते हैं. यू नो दैट्स हाउ आवर ब्रेन इज समटाइम्स इट जस्ट गो ब्लैंक एंड देन यू वंडर व्हाट हैपेंड, व्हाई डिड आई फेल इन एग्जाम. सो ओके, हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू लव टू गिव एग्जाम्स? एक तो हाथ ऊपर उठाओ. How many of you are looking forward the day I can actually crack? I am waiting for that moment. This is the most cherished moment of my life. Aisa koi banda? Koi bhi nahi? Oh yes, there is at least one. Good, good, wonderful. Most of us, we scared. You know, we are very scared of giving exams. This one boy in our medical college, he told me this. He said, exam ka saya hai saya. Yeh saya matlab samajhte aap? Saya matlab parchhai ek prakar se. Shadow. Chhodti nahi hai. Jahan pe bhi jao, exam piche piche lagi rehti hai. First KG se lekar PG tak. He said, exam ka saya hai. Exam ke dinon mein kisne sukh paya hai, baba? एग्जाम का साया है, एग्जाम के दिनों में किसने सुख पाया है? फिर भी दुनिया कहती है अच्छे नंबर लाओ. अभी उन्हें कौन समझाए कि ये सब मोह माया है? यू नो हाउ स्टूडेंट्स, व्हेन दे वांट समथिंग ऑफ देयर इंटरेस्ट, दे कैन ट्विस्ट एंड टर्न द फिलोसॉफी ऑल्सो. उनको उनको लगता है एग्जाम मोह माया है. उनको पूछा, अच्छा लड़की पटाओ, हुआ मोह, वो इज दैट मोह माया? नहीं नहीं प्रभु जी, वो मोह माया कहां है प्रभु जी? वो तो योग माया है, भगवान की छाया है. वो तो भगवान की देन है प्रभु जी. सो व्हेन समवन वांट्स टू ऑल्टर फिलोसॉफी, ही कैन एनी टाइम. बट यस, द फैक्ट इज वी ऑल स्केयर टू गिव एग्जाम. हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू हैव टॉप्ड इन योर एग्जाम सम टाइम? कभी तो, भले यूजी पीजी में नहीं, लेकिन केजी कहीं पे तो. ओके, मेनी ऑफ यू हैव टॉप्ड. हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू फेल्ट एट दैट टाइम यू आर एट द सातवें आसमान? आप सातवें आसमान पे हो. यस, वी ऑल फेल इलेटेड, राइट? वी ऑल फेल इलेटेड. हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू हैव फेल्ड इन एग्जाम सम टाइम? We all have failed in exams, actually. You know, there are actually four categories of students. first category is, you know, when he fails, he blames. अरे वो पेपर कैसा निकाला, खड़ूस था वो टीचर जिसने ऐसा पेपर सेट किया, और मॉडरेटर जो एग्जामिनर था इतना स्ट्रिक्ट था, इधर उधर देखने ही नहीं दिया. यू नो दिस बॉय, ही वेंट टू अ ज्योतिष एस्ट्रोलॉजर एंड ही सेड, मेरा हाथ देख लीजिए, कुछ बताइए क्या कुछ फ्यूचर है कि नहीं. ज्योतिष ने कहा, बेटा क्या बताऊं, तुम बहुत पढ़ोगे, बहुत पढ़ोगे. स्टूडेंट ने कहा, बच्चे ने कहा, पंडित जी पढ़ तो मैं पिछले 7 साल से रहा हूं, ये बताइए मैं पास कब होऊंगा. सो दैट्स अवर फर्स्ट कैटेगरी, यू नो दे थिंक दैट आई कैन बाउंस बैक बाय टेकिंग शेल्टर ऑफ सम सुपरफिशियल मीन. ज्योतिष के पास जाके कुछ जड़ी बूटी या कुछ सोल्यूशन लेके पास हो जाऊंगा, निकल जाऊंगा. सेकेंड कैटेगरी, देर आर स्टूडेंट्स हु आर सो कोल्ड, यू नो, हु डजंट केयर अ फिग, इवन इफ दे फेल, इवन इफ दे फेल. एक लड़का फेल हो गया एग्जाम में, पिताजी ने पूछा, बेटा रिजल्ट क्या आया? फादर आई फेल्ड इन एग्जाम. पिताजी इतने गुस्से हो गए, पिताजी ने कहा, पिताजी ने कहा, आज से मुझे पापा मत कहना. बच्चे ने बोला, चिल डैड चिल, इट वॉज जस्ट अ स्कूल टेस्ट, इट वॉज नॉट अ डीएनए टेस्ट दैट यू आर टेलिंग मी दैट पापा मत कहना. नो हाउ स्टूडेंट्स दे doesn't care. And there are students, even after getting best of the score, they are still crying. अच्छे मार्क्स आने के बावजूद भी, एक राजू नाम का लड़का था, उसकी गर्लफ्रेंड थी, गर्लफ्रेंड का नाम था कामिनी. कामिनी का रिजल्ट आया, और रिजल्ट आने के बाद कामिनी जोर जोर से आके राजू के सामने रोने लगी. राजू ने कहा, शांत हो जा, पास हो जाओगी दूसरी बार, डोंट वरी, हैव फेथ इन मी, आई विल हेल्प यू पास. ये बताओ कितने परसेंट आया? शी सेड आई स्कोर 90%. 90% एंड यू आर स्टिल क्राइंग. अरे भगवान से डर कामिनी, इसमें तो दो मेरे जैसे दो लड़के पास हो जाते थे. सम पीपल they're still crying, always crying. And some, they go into depression. The other end, someone who tops gets elated. Someone who fails goes into depression. You know, students, they think I can bounce back by, you know, taking to some, you know, some alternatives. सर जी ने क्लास में प्रश्न पूछा, ये बताइए सबसे ज्यादा बर्फ कहां गिरती है? सबसे ज्यादा बर्फ कहां गिरती है? स्विट्जरलैंड? हिमालय? नहीं, कश्मीर? नहीं सर, सबसे ज्यादा बर्फ एग्जाम के बाद जब रिजल्ट लगता है तो दारू के ग्लास में गिरती है. सो पीपल थिंक दैट दे कैन टेक शेल्टर ऑफ सम ऑल्टरनेटिव, सम एडिक्शंस, एंड दे कैन जस्ट कम आउट. You know, this boy, after result came, was just smoking day in, day out. He just thought, that's the way. रात को 12 बजे पिताजी ने कमरा खोला तो कमरे के अंदर धुआं ही धुआं था. पिताजी ने पूछा, ये कौन सा धुआं है? बोले, मच्छर मारने के लिए धुआं जलाया. मैं, अच्छा, लेकिन ये तो बदबू सिगरेट की आ रही है, ये मच्छर माने. एक्चुअली क्या था ना पिताजी, वो गुड नाइट ढूंढने गया लेकिन मिली नहीं, तो सोचा ये सिगरेट ही जला देता हूं, आखिर ये सिगरेट भी तो जानलेवा ही है ना. अगर आदमी को मार सकती है तो मच्छर को तो मार ही देगी. सो सम पीपल, सम स्टूडेंट्स, दे गो टू एक्स extremes when they fail. And yes, it's a tough time to face when someone fails in exam. It's not easy. So yes, it's a difficult time, but how do we bounce back? That's an art. You don't bounce back by just taking some addictive, drugs or alcohol. That could be only for a few moments, and then you will fall harder than ever. There are just a few keys to just bounce back. We'll just go through these. The first and foremost is, So basically, failure is not a curse. Try to understand this. Failure is not a curse. Failure, it's an inevitable element on the journey to success. It's a station. It's not ultimate destination. Try to understand. Many a times we think, "Arey, iske aage kuch hai nahi. Ye to final ultimate destination aa gaya mera." So then what we do is we get down of the train. But the point is, let's not get down of the train. Let's move on. That's the first. Second is focus. Focus your lenses on hard work and persistence. That's how we can actually bounce back. The third is, do not start questioning your identity. Arey, who am I? Main kaun hoon? Maybe I am good for nothing. Maybe I am born to fail. You know, those negative feelings starts coming within, and then it just takes over. And then students get a suicidal tendencies. So don't start questioning your identity, because failing should not make us feel that I am less intelligent. You know, this Bill Gates, he writes that he studied only few exams, and there were toppers in his class. Those toppers are the engineers in the Microsoft that Bill Gates owns. So you may even fail, but that's not the end of everything. Try to understand. We all have a chance to go ahead. The next is, it's just a part of growth and learning process, and there is always a better next time. Next, learn to handle your emotions, because it's the emotion churning that really fumbles us. We actually fumble on this path. So when you learn to handle your emotions properly, that's when we can actually help to bounce back. And the last is, do not think this is the end all and be all of everything. It's not just end. Don't stay on, move on. There's one more. Seventh is, it's the key. This is the key factor, your determination and your enthusiasm to do better. Try to understand, this is just the exams that we appear in this world are not so serious exams. There are very difficult exams which will come in our life. That's why they say life is the most difficult exam. Most of the people, they fail. Why? They copy, thinking that other person's paper is same. But everyone's paper is unique. Everyone's question paper is unique, and it's different. So do not just get discouraged. These are the seven elements. Now tell me, aap mein se kisi ka kabhi haddi tuta hai? Kisi ka haddi tuta hai? Yes. Kisi ka daant tuta hai? Kisi ke baal tute hai kabhi kabhi? Bahut, aaj kal to itna tension hai ki ye umar mein, 20-22 saal ki umar mein ye haal ho jata hai. So, aap mein se kai log ki haddi tuti hai, daant tuta hai, बाल भी टूटा है, किसी का दिल टूटा है. Yes, he's a brave guy, he's telling. So when your bone breaks, then you have a wonderful treatment of plastering. Yes. When your teeth, your the tooth breaks, then you replace it. Sona ka, chandi ka laga diya daat. When your hair breaks, nowadays you transplant. There's a transplant therapy that has come up. When your heart breaks, what do? Is there any medical field that is dealing with heartbreaks? You will be surprised to know, nowadays there are more cases of heartbreaks than the bone breaks. It's a fact. The world that we are living in, there are more cases you will find. And not only that, the consequences of heartbreaks are far more severe and serious than any bone breaking of your body. But still, the unfortunate part is, we don't know what to do when our heart breaks. Whom do we approach? Kaunsa doctor hai? Are you all with me, by the way? Yes? Okay. I hope I'm not boring you. Okay. Thank you. There is one nice shairi. The shairi says, okay. Yeah, this is one more, you know. You have seen this, you have heard this filmy song? Shisha ho ya dil to aakhir toot jata hai. Toot jata hai. Yes, sometimes, many times, no? What can be done? अरे किसी के घर को उजाड़ के बसे तो क्या बसे समझो मैं क्या बोल रहा हूं. किसी के घर को उजाड़ के बसे तो क्या बसे, किसी के दिल को तोड़कर हंसे तो क्या हंसे. When you break someone's heart, what will you get out of it? You know, the one thing that's common between a young boy and an old man, the one thing that's very common between a young boy and an old man is they both suffer from heart disease. They both suffer from heart disease. The only difference is in an old age, in an old person, the heart is swollen, and in a young person, the heart is stolen. And when the heart is stolen, after that, when it is broken, their heart is again swollen. The heart goes through a lot of changes. And it is the most softest organ within one's body. How do you handle your heart? How do you handle other people's heart? It's an art. In fact, you know, this... You know, when someone is in love, and I told you, the brain stops working. So this boy, no, he said, chalte chalte ruk jata hoon main. Chalte chalte ruk jata hoon main, sote sote uth jata hoon main. Chalte chalte ruk jata hoon main, sote sote uth jata hoon main. और बैठे बैठे सो जाता हूं मैं कभी कभी. एंड देन बात बात में रुक जाता हूं मैं, क्या यही प्यार है. सो द गर्लफ्रेंड वॉज देयर नेक्स्ट टू हिम, ही सेड, अरे वेड़िया. हा फक्त एक अशक्तपणाचा लक्षण आहे. So person thinks that he's in love, but actually, no, he's lost. He starts connecting everything to love. He starts seeing things everywhere. Oh, romance. Oh, romantic. Oh, life is so rosy. But life is not so easy. When heart breaks, wickets. It's far more painful. You know, there was one cat. No, let me tell you, there was one rat. Rat happened to see the cat. When rat saw the cat, rat fell in love with the cat. चूहे को लगी बिल्ली गोरी गोरी चूहे को लगी बिल्ली गोरी गोरी दोनों मिलने लगे चोरी चोरी चूहे ने बिल्ली से कहा चलो खेले आंख भी चोली चूहे ने बिल्ली से कहा चलो खेले आंख भी चोली चूहे को खाकर बिल्ली बोली जानू आई हेट लव स्टोरी. What a lesson that we can learn. Choose your companion not based on color or complexion. Chuhe ko lagi billi? Gori gori. Don't choose your companion just based on color or complexion. Choose your companion based on character and compatibility. Otherwise, heartbreaks are inevitable. Don't just go on external and get enamored. Unfortunately, that's what is happening in today's day and age. And when this happens, person just goes deeper and deeper and deeper into a dark dungeon. To deal with heartbreak cases are the most difficult ones. Person just can't bounce back on its own, on his own. It's the most difficult situation. So, so what happens exactly is, of course, we are running short of time. We have a lot to cover up. So I will just try to bit speed up. If you all can just try to be with me, then only we can actually be together on the same page. So I would just request all of you to just kindly pay attention. I hope you are not getting spaced out. For some more time, you can still tolerate me. Thank you. So, you know, there was this girl, you know, who was anticipating so much on her birthday from her boyfriend. And she was thinking, on my birthday, my boyfriend should give me a wonderful diamond ring. And this boyfriend, whatever money he had, ek to pocket money kuch hota nahi hai, whatever they have, uda dete sab kuch, aur wo bhi dil se, kisi dil ko chune ke liye. So this boy, what he did, whatever money he had, he purchased a teddy bear for his girlfriend, thinking my girlfriend would be so happy. And I am not even looking at, because so many slides are there to cover up. And this boyfriend approached this girlfriend and offered her teddy bear. And this girlfriend was anticipating what? Diamond ring. And what happened was, she saw, "Arey, I was anticipating some kuch mehenga wala, ye kya chalu raddi ka utha ke leke aa gaya dekhi." So moment she saw that teddy bear, she got so angry. In that fit of anger, she threw that teddy bear. And this person, he felt so bad, he ran to get that teddy bear. In the course of running, a motor came and just hit that boy. And that boy died instantly. And this entire aankho dekha hal, this girl, she saw this, the most cruel accident happening in front of her eye. She just couldn't stop cursing her. She just couldn't stop cursing her. She just couldn't stop crying. And now that she had no other option but to take that teddy bear in her hand and embrace that teddy bear as tight as she could. And to her surprise, when she embraced that teddy bear, within that teddy bear opened up a wonderful diamond ring. And she realized, what did I do? For some small petty issue, I lost everything of my life. This is a message to the youth. Do not play intentionally with other people's emotions ever. These emotions, if you play around, they will bounce back in our life. The karma will bounce back in our life where we will have to go through such severe emotions in this life or in the next. Do not play around with people's emotions. And what exactly happens is when a heartbreak takes place, it's like throwing a ball. It's like throwing a ball off the cliff down into a deep valley. You know, when you throw a ball off the cliff down into a deep valley, can you expect that ball to come back on the top? No. No matter how much it bounces back. Yes? No matter how much the bouncing ability is there in that ball cannot still bounce back top to the top of the cliff. Exactly that's what happens when a person undergoes a severe heartbreak. No matter how much he or she tries to come up on its own, on her own or on his own, it's very difficult. Only solution is someone just goes down the cliff, picks up that ball and gets it up on the top. Similarly, someone who knows this art of helping, counseling, can help someone come out of that deep dark dungeon like heartbreak affairs. So the key to bounce back is on your own. You cannot help yourself. You have to take help of someone who loves you, who cares for you, and who is willing to help you to come out of that. You know, love is the number one painkiller. It's an addiction, you know. Love affair is an addiction, whether you believe it or not. Just like a person who is addicted to alcohol or drugs cannot live without it, a person who is in love with someone cannot live without that person. Agar aap alcohol addict ko drug de denge, to usse wo shant ho jayega? Nahin hoga. Usko to wahi wali chahiye. वही ब्रांड और वही टेस्ट चाहिए. समझ रहे मैं क्या कहना चाहता हूं? He needs that same. Similarly, someone who is just lost cannot live without. And the tough part is nothing will make sense to that person. And when a drug addict or an alcoholic addict doesn't get what he wants, the worst part is they get withdrawal syndromes. Where their thirst, their hankering, their longing to have that object increases more than ever. So the point is, it's don't just play around without knowing the repercussions of heartbreaks. And this is the biggest issues that most of the youngsters go through. The parents have tough time. They don't know what to do in such circumstances. They don't know how to deal with such situations. So, right counseling from the right people will help someone bounce back. And now, let me tell you something. Do you see the ball on the screen? Now this ball will bounce back. The bouncing capacity of this ball depends on two things. One is how harder the surface is. If the surface is a water surface, it's a water body, up you throw it, it won't bounce back. Yes? If the surface is harder and the speed with which it is thrown, the ball is thrown, the bouncing capacity will differ, will depend. Yes? Did you get this point? Yes? So that means harder the surface and higher the velocity or the speed, higher is the bouncing back capacity. Yes? That means, agar hum yehi equation ko hamare jeevan mein utarenge, that means what does it indicate? More the mental toughness, हमारा मन जितना मक्कम है, जितना strong है, more the mental toughness and sudden the attack or a setback, higher we will bounce back. Yes? Did you get this equation? But it doesn't happen this way always. We also need to accept this fact that just as this ball is bouncing back or a spring bounce back, they are non-living object or they are inanimate object. Unlike human beings who have lot of emotions and feelings. As a result, when a sudden setback comes in someone's life, sudden disaster, sudden calamity strikes someone's life, it is not as easy to bounce back just like this inanimate object that we see on the screen. Why? Because humans are not like machines or computers which are programmed which are programmed to overcome a disaster so easily. Human beings' brain have something called as emotional system and a rational system. Our brain has two types of system. One is emotional system and the other is rational system. Rational system is where we have logic and reasoning that, okay, no, I may have failed, but I know how to bounce back. But along with the logical and rational system, we have something called as limbic system within our brains. What is this limbic system? I'm just trying to help you understand how a person actually goes through difficult traumas in life and how that will help one come back. So this limbic system, which is there within our brain, is very much deeply seated. It's primitive and it's hardwired. So it's very difficult to change this emotional system that's there within our brain. So moment when we hear some sad news, we become morose. Moment someone tells us something, our brain reacts we become mayus. Or a girlfriend, she refuses a proposal, we go in our nutshell. Are you getting what I'm saying? So this limbic system controls and shapes our behavioral patterns. And based on how our limbic system is affected, we will react to good times or bad times. And the difference between a great personality and ordinary personality is not that great personality doesn't face challenges or setbacks. They do face challenges, setbacks in their lives, but they know how to bounce back very fast. So the time gap between the setback and a bounce back is very less. The time gap between the setback and a bounce back. That means immediately someone gets up. Like we see a ball which just bounces back within seconds. Yes? So that's the difference. And the great personalities, for them, bounce back is directly proportional to the setback. You know what does that mean? Directly proportional to the setback. Matlab, higher the setback, bigger the bounce back. That's directly proportional. And for an ordinary personality like us, no, it's inversely proportional. Where higher or bigger the setback, very slow is the bounce back. The reason why we are discussing this is when any major calamity or disaster strikes, we all will go through this four stages that we are about to discuss. These four stages, if we try to understand, these four stages will help us bounce back faster. The first and the foremost stage is the stage of comprehension. You know, comprehension matlab, the brain is trying to comprehend, arre kya ho gaya? What happened? To give you an example, if you are walking down the staircase in a dark place and you thought that there is one more step, have you gone through this situation sometimes that you think that there is a step down and because it's dark you cannot see, suddenly your feet hits the ground and you fumble and you start thinking, hey, what happened? You get a shock suddenly. Yes? That's what happens when any disaster takes place. Our brain is constantly assuming and predicting what the future is going to be. Just like when we go to switch on a light, our brain has already predicted that the place is going to be illuminated. Our brain has already predicted. But suddenly when you press a button and the light doesn't switch on, there is no illumination, then only you realize that there was a miscalculation. Yes? So when brain expects something, but what exactly happens in the world outside differs. Brain is expecting something, but there is something opposite that has happened. Then the brain goes in these four sub-stages. The first and foremost is our brain reacts by thinking, what happened? Goes in a state of shock. When any disaster happens, the first and foremost thing that a brain undergoes or reacts is just switches off. The brain stops functioning. It's like a temporary shutdown. That's the first stage, the stage of shock. It can't reconcile what was thought and what actually happened. That's the first reaction of the brain by giving us shock. The second is we start thinking, or the brain start thinking, am I kya sapna dekh raha hu? If someone just passes away or something major accident happens, we think, am I actually seeing a dream? Is it a real life situation? So we can't just actually comprehend what's right, what's wrong. So brain starts thinking, maybe I'm just watching a dream. It's just a dream. Maybe someone, kisi aur ke saath aisa hadsa hua hai, mere saath nahi hua hai. That's what brain starts thinking. That's the second sub-stage of comprehending. Try to understand what is happening. The third is, we go in a shell. No, we want, when such disaster happens, we want to separate ourselves. We want to cut off from the external stimuli. Why? Because we think more the external stimuli, more it will add stress on my brain. So what our brain does, it goes in a shell, where we just want to separate ourselves from the real life situation. And the fourth is denial, where a person thinks, ye mere saath nahi ho sakta. How can this ever happen to me? I just can't believe that this has happened, or it can't happen to me. So these are the four sub stages of trying to comprehend when some major disaster strikes. Now, interesting part is, a person will try to come out of this stage depending on two situations. First situation is, वो इसमें से बाहर कैसे आएगा, अपने आप को कैसे संभाल पाएगा. The first and foremost is this, the person is very much aware from beginning कि ये ऐसा हादसा शायद होने वाला है मेरे साथ. He is prepared. Say for example, if you go to a doctor if you have to take an injection at the back, the first thing that doctor will tell you, एक सुई लगेगी, दर्द होगा. सुना आपने? डॉक्टर विल टेल यू बिफोर प्रिकिंग, बम करके. इफ अ डॉक्टर डजंट टेल यू एंड प्रिक्स यू, नो, यू जस्ट गो इन अ शॉक. व्हाट हैपेंड? ही डिडंट टेल मी बिफोर, ही शुड हैव टोल्ड मी व्हाट ही इज सपोज टू डू. सो देयर इज अ डिफरेंस. इफ अ डॉक्टर टेल्स यू इन एडवांस की सुई लगेगी, दर्द होगा, देन यू आर प्रिपेयर्ड. बट यहां पे अगर डॉक्टर ने सीधी सुई लगा दी, देन द पेन इज फार मोर साइकोलॉजिकली. यस, सो यू विल ट्राई टू कम आउट ऑफ दिस स्टेज डिपेंडिंग ऑन, फर्स्ट थिंग इज हाउ मच यू आर प्रिपेयर्ड, यू आर अवेयर ऑफ द सिचुएशन. ओके, द स्क्रिप्चर टेल्स अस दिस इज अ वर्ल्ड फुल ऑफ मिजरी. मिजरी कैन स्ट्राइक एनी टाइम. So what scriptural knowledge does, it helps us prepare for the future calamity that will strike. And when we are prepared, it becomes easy for us to come out of that shock, denial. Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada was in one of the countries traveling, and he underwent a major severe accident. His car smashed. Car actually got crashed, and the devotees just survived. Prabhupada had his knee injured. Prabhupada did not speak a single word. When he came back to temple, the only thing that he uttered was this verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, Asanna Api Kleshada Deha, that how this material, this body is always going to give us trouble and misery. So Prabhupada, although he underwent a major severe accident, he could immediately come out of that denial or that shock, because he knew, he was aware of the material misery that's hanging around and which can strike us anytime. Are you all with me?
Yes.
Are you all trying to understand?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just speaking, but I don't know how much is, or it's bouncing. So Prabhupada, he knew the situation. Similarly, when we read scriptures, the scripture actually help us prepare for the inevitable. That's the wonderful gift that Prabhupada has offered us. That's why Bhagavad Gita is such a wonderful book. It helps us prepare our consciousness. So that when Bhagavad Gita says, Dukkhalayam Ashashvatam, Krishna is helping us prepare. Be ready. Do not be amused or do not get shocked when misery strike. Because no one is exempted. We all will have to go through today or tomorrow. So we will come out of this stage if we are prepared. Yes? The second is we will come out of this stage faster if we are willing to accept, okay, the reality, whatever has happened, now I cannot turn back, I cannot change the situation, okay, let me move ahead. That's when we can actually come out of this stage. The worst thing is we continue to deny the reality. ये मेरे साथ नहीं हो सकता, ये ऐसे कैसे हो गया, भगवान ने ये नाइंसाफी क्यों की मेरे साथ. That's the worst thing. We will never be able to come out of that first stage. The second stage is a stage of emotion. We discussed about the limbic system. So what limbic system does is, limbic system will flood the brain. ऐसा कोई बड़ा हादसा होता है ना तो limbic system क्या करता है, it floods the brain with chemicals which will evoke incredible powerful emotions from our body. It could be outburst of tears, it could be a feeling of grief, sadness. It could be anything. Those emotions are so powerful, no matter how much we want to control, many a times it just goes beyond our control. How does one come out of this stage faster? Is how emotionally strong a person is. If a person is strong emotionally, yes, he can actually help himself or herself to come out of that situation. Otherwise, moment we keep remembering those memories will trigger off the emotions. The limbic system will be on fire when we just can't come out of that stage. So the best part is one is we are prepared, and second is we become not just physically fit, but we become mentally fit. Not only we become physically tough, but we help ourselves to become mentally tough. That's the second stage, the stage of emotion. And at this stage, you know what will happen? At this stage, agar aap kisi ko philosophy sunane jayenge na, to philosophy uski dimag mein jayega hi nahi. All that a person needs at this stage is an emotional support. A hug or making that person feel that everything is going to be fine. Just relax. Just have patience. The emotional support will help a person to come out of this stage faster. The philosophy comes at the next stage. That is the third stage, the stage of... Prabhu, you are going too slow. No. These are all four stages. The third stage is the stage of reasoning. Abhi thoda emotion settle ho gaya. So then the mind starts... The rational faculty starts becoming active. Kya ho gaya? Kaise ho gaya? Ye kyun ho gaya? Mere saath hi kyun hua? So that's the third stage, reasoning. And mind at this stage will start coming up with innumerable questions within our head. Aisa nahi hona chahiye tha. And then we start looking for solution. That's what is the third stage. I won't go into the detail. These are all very much detailed studies. We can speak in elaborate in detail, but then we don't have time to go into the details. The fourth stage is after we come out of the first three stage. The fourth stage is the stage of progress. where we learn to come out of the major setback that has happened in our life. It could be losing someone who was so close, or it could be a failure in exam, it could be a heartbreak, it could be a major accident or a disaster that may have taken place in our life. Progress may take some time, but eventually it helps us come out and bounce back. Now, what will differentiate a great personality and ordinary personality is how a person jumps from the first stage to the fourth stage faster. The time gap is less, based on the mental toughness, based on how much that person is already aware or he is prepared to take the setbacks. So yes, when Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that life is going to be full of challenges, Machitta sarva durgani mat prasada tarishyasi atha chetvam ahankaram nashoshyasi vinanshyasi. Machitta sarva durgani, Arjuna, you are going to go through severe setbacks. Durgani means difficult times, challenges. But how will you overcome? How will you bounce back? Machitta sarvadurgani mat prasada tarishyasi. When you take shelter of me, Arjuna, I will help you bounce back faster. You will get strength that is far more than your own strength. Your personal strength cannot help you. Just as a ball that is thrown off the cliff down into the valley cannot be brought back, no matter how much that ball has a bouncing capacity. Only when someone helps us, Krishna is there to help us. That's what Krishna is telling to Arjuna. Be prepared. I don't want you to be in a world of, it's called a Peter Land, never, it's called a, what do you call, there's a wonderful terminology, it says a world of imagination. Peter Pan Neverland. That's a world of imagination. A person just thinks, oh, everything is going to be so nice, so comfortable. But Krishna is preparing all of us that yes, life will have challenges. You need to press right buttons and the victory is yours. You will bounce back faster. Now this is the fourth stage, progress. Now this is very interesting. There was a research done by scientists on those people who lived for more than 100 years. So you can see all those oldies. These are the people who actually lived for more than 100 years. So they wanted to know what actually were the factors that were responsible for such a long and a productive and a happy life. Was it gym? Was it exercise? Was it a diet control? Or was it in their genes that made them survive so long? To their surprise, they found out there were three major factors that were responsible for them to live long. The first and the foremost factor was that all these people had the ability to overcome disappointment. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gopinath Bhagavan Ki, Jai Shri Shri Gopal Nath Ji Bhagavan Ki, Shri Shri Nitya Gaur Chandra Bhagavan Ki, Jai. So the first and the foremost factor was they had the ability to bounce back faster in their lives. So they could deal with emotions, they could deal with such traumatic situation maturely, with maturity. That's the first and the foremost. The second reason that they could overcome or they could live such a long life was that it was an exocentric view of life. Taking up an exocentric view. What do you mean by exocentric view? Exocentric view matlab living a life out of my own. That means You live for others. Your life is not just meant for your own selfish enjoyment, but when you live life for others, that will actually prolong your age. And the third is a very strong cause to live for. Active passion. So when you have an active passion or a strong cause to live for, you will bounce back faster. You will not just live in your own shell. In a family, when a husband departs at a very early age, for a mother or for a wife, having a child, to live for a child, will help mother bounce back faster. Because for her, she thinks, this is the purpose why I want to live and continue my life. Otherwise, she will feel it's purposeless. But when she has someone, a purpose to live for, then they will bounce back faster. What to speak of just active passion? Someone who has compassion. When someone has compassion for others, they can undergo major traumatic situations in life, but they will overcome those setbacks very fast, very quick. That's what brings us to the next slide, where we want to... You have a video? Okay, so just 2 minutes. This video is a very short video. Someone whom you can see on the screen is a very big celebrity in the world today. Even they have accepted that they go through challenges and situations in life which are very, very difficult to overcome. And the point that I am trying to draw is, if we go through situations which are traumatic, which are very difficult to overcome, don't think that you are alone in the world who is going through the situation. We all are on the same boat. Even the big personalities, celebrities, they go through it. We also. So, we don't have to get too much morose, too much depressed, thinking, "Arey, ab kya hoga mera?" So yes, quickly we'll just go through this video. Can you?
And so I think I was always conscious of where I was going to be, although that was not in my control, because I think in my profession, I'm expected to be at different places at different times, and no 2 days are the same. There's no pattern to any day. So I think there was always that fear of wondering where I'm going to be, what if I have that feeling of low, what if I need to break down, and not knowing where to sort of... have that moment to myself. And I was also, I think, conscious of people seeing it on my face. So it was a lot of effort, I think, to show like everything was okay, because it was not. And so I think I was always conscious of where I was going to be, although that was not in my control, because I think in my profession, I'm expected to be at different places at different
times. So basically, this is just a repetition. It's a 5 minutes video, but we just want to cut down. You all could get the gist of what she's saying? Yes? Even don't think that when you climb the ladder of success, you will just be happy all the time. And this example, that this video that we have seen, this is nothing in compared to the example that we are about to see now, where devotees of the Lord have gone through so much in their lives. But how they have learned to deal with those situation, tackle with those situation and learn to bounce back. So yes, this brings us to the next slide of our today's discussion. Here is the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. He is being worshipped as Jagat Guru. But even a personality like him underwent severe setbacks in his life, which a normal ordinary person like us would have not been able to handle it. I have list of more than 35 to 40 setbacks, just to name few, just to list down few of what all he underwent in his entire life journey in order to help us bounce back. Prabhupada's life was full of setbacks, but he helped us bounce back of so many things. He helped us bounce back from our bad conditionings. We all had a very, bad past. But then with the help of Srila Prabhupada's teachings, he helped us bounce back from those bad conditionings and helped us live a wonderful pure life of Krishna consciousness. So Prabhupada had a list of setbacks that he underwent in his life, just to name few. This is all that he went before he went to America. When he went to America single-handedly to preach this message of Krishna consciousness, he was all alone in an alien land, not knowing whether to go left or whether to go right. I'm talking about all those setbacks which he underwent before. Prabhupada, actually, when his spiritual master departed, Prabhupada with his own eyes saw his spiritual master's mission getting splitted apart. And he could see the most sincere people getting into petty issues, and he had no other option but to take up the responsibility on himself. When you see something which is bana banaya hua and it is just falling like a pack of cards falling, you have your whole samrajya, you create your own empire, and you see in front of your eyes your entire empire just falling apart, how much would it pain you? Here he saw his own spiritual masters, Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur's mission getting splitted apart, but he, in spite of seeing such major traumatic situations, he himself took up the responsibility of just trying to help his mission in whatever way he could. In fact, in the year 1944, when Prabhupada started for the first time the Back to Godhead magazine, at that time, those were the most challenging days for him, because he had to personally write the article, Back to Godhead magazine, if you know about it. He would personally write. Not only that, he would personally edit, proofread, then go in the market to purchase the papers. Not only that, he would go to the printer and get it printed. That which would need an entire team. Prabhupada was doing everything all alone. He was not a sannyasi at that time. He was a householder. And he had many responsibilities along with his assisting spiritual master's mission. But in spite of whatever difficulties that he went through, he was just going on and on. In fact, when there were times where he had no money and he had to decide between the two, whether should I buy food or whether should I use this money for purchasing papers, because at that time paper was not available so easily. It was the Second World War time. The Britishers had stopped the availability of papers, it was not so easily available. So there were times when he had to decide whether he should use that money for buying his own daily needs or for buying paper. And it is surprising that he, on so many occasions, he just used that money for buying, for purchasing paper, because that was the need of an hour. Not only that, actually, when he used to go personally shop to shop, buying, distributing Back to God magazines. No, it was the most severe extreme summer, in the city like Delhi, and he underwent major sunstrokes, where there was no one to help him. One of the acquaintance, he took him to the hospital. Doctor told him his health is good, but he is severely exhausted. He needs rest. Prabhupada said, how can I take rest? Because what I need at this point of time is to assist my spiritual master's mission. Not only that, one time a cow, just knocked him down and he just felt. Prabhupada at that time, although he was taken aback, but he never turned back. In fact, he bounced back. And Prabhupada was trying his best to reach out with multiple avenues that were available for preaching. Just give me a few minutes and then we will end the talk. And that time Prabhupada was trying to preach to social leaders, political leaders, spiritual activists, but there was no support from their end. At one place where Prabhupada went, to a place called Jhansi, that's where there was some receptivity. Prabhupada tried to open a center. Prabhupada had a big vision, thinking that, okay, I will actually open a world headquarters and I will name this organization as a League of Devotees. Prabhupada invested maximum of his time, energy, money there to open up that center. And at that time, his business suffered a lot. And that time, when his the center was flourishing, what exactly happened is there was a major setback. He was being told to vacate that place. The same people who were supportive in the beginning, they had to pressurize him to vacate that place. Now Prabhupada was actually, it was like a penniless situation, jobless situation, homeless situation. But above all, Prabhupada was not hopeless or purposeless. Prabhupada lived in the times when there was this Japan who had attacked East India. Japan attacked East India because Britain was conquering especially the Eastern India part. So Prabhupada was living at the time in Bengal, where the Japanese would attack that Bengal territory with the bombs. And when there would be high alerts, then people would vacate their homes and they would go into a place called as bomb shelters. And when all the people would vacate their home, Prabhupada would be just in his place, in his home, wherever he was just standing calmly composed, making puris, frying puris to be offered to Lord Krishna. Prabhupada was so composed, even in the midst of that major depressing condition, those very depressing condition where the lights are put off, it's all dark, but Prabhupada was just very much incomposed, very maturely handling such depressing situations. Not only that, in fact, Prabhupada lived during the time when there was India's partition, India-Pakistan partition that took place, and the riots, the communal riots that took place during that time, they were so traumatic that Prabhupada with his own eyes saw piles and piles of dead corpses lying in the streets. And in the although Prabhupada saw such ghastly scene, Prabhupada could still bring out the essence of Bhagavad Gita. He could see a commonality even in the midst of such diversity. He could see a spark, a spirit soul which needs spiritual guidance. Prabhupada's conviction to preach increased more and more, seeing such calamities and traumatic situations happening during that time. So Prabhupada had noblest of the intention, but Prabhupada did not have the resources. And in spite of not having resources, Prabhupada actually went ahead without any support, without any help. And of course the time is running, but there are a list of things that Prabhupada had to undergo to help all of us actually. You saw those three reasons, the exocentric view of life and an active passion. Here was a person who had an active compassion to help every Indian, not only Indian, every person of this world who could actually make the best use of this human form of life and perfect one's life. So of course this is just one of the many examples that we want to actually share with all of you. The another example, beautiful example, is Parikshit Maharaj from Srimad Bhagavatam. I would recommend all of you these three books. Whenever you feel low in your life, just pick up either of these three books. One is Bhagavad Gita, one is Srimad Bhagavatam, and the third one is Srila Prabhupada Lilamrut. You will derive such inspiration and high morale. You will understand that your problems, our problems, so kuch bhi nahi hai. Our problems are nothing in front of what they all underwent. Here is a person, he is the king of the entire planet, Maharaj Parikshit, who actually, who is an epitome of truth and justice, but life offered him injustice. And injustice was, a sheer injustice was done to him when he was cursed to die within 7 days for no mistake, for a very innocent mistake. He had all the reason to counter curse, or all the reason to, all the resources to nullify the curse. He could have actually pounced upon that small boy who cursed him. He could have pounced back instead of bouncing back. He could have bounced back on the small boy, and he could have actually shooted him point blank for doing such childish mistake. But instead of bouncing back, he bounced back for a higher cause. Try to understand a very important point for all of us to learn is, it's not just about bouncing back. It's all about bouncing back for the right cause. You know, there are terrorists who also bounce back, who also know the art of bouncing back. You know, there is one character in Krishna Leela, the king of Magad, called Jarasandh. He bounced back 17 times. Can you imagine? After fighting the battle and again getting defeated, 17 times he bounced back, but for the wrong cause. People know how to bounce back. When you have a desire to take revenge, you will bounce back. So it's not just about bouncing back that's important. Bouncing back with the right cause by a right character is far more important. And here we see Parikshit Maharaj, he could have cursed that boy, or he could have shot that boy, but he bounced back for a higher cause. He took this situation, which was the most toughest situation to handle for a young person who is just in the midst of ruling the entire kingdom, suddenly everything has been taken away. How do you handle that? But he took this adversity as an opportunity to bounce back. And tamopayantam pratayantu vipraganga cha devi drita chittamishe dvichopasrishtas kuhakastakshakova dashatyalam gayata vishnu gatah. He is just fearless. He is not afraid. He is not scared what's going to happen. Out of gratitude. He saw this situation as a gratitude that's coming in his life. Or a wonderful situation to take shelter of Lord Shri Krishna. So much can be spoken about Maharaj Parikshit. And of course, the last and not the least, but a wonderful example of Arjuna. A personality like him, a greatest archer the world has ever seen, the best of the devotees that the world has ever seen, is also undergoing situation like depression. On his own, he had no resort, he had no option but to just give up his Gandiva bow. But because he took shelter of Lord Krishna, he took shelter of the words of wisdom that were spoken by Lord Krishna, he developed that strength to again rise up and bounce back. Tasmat uttisht kaunteya yudhyaya kritamischaya. Again and again Krishna is using this word called uttisht. Get up, Arjuna. This lousiness, this laziness doesn't suit a person like you. You deserve far more than what you are just thinking right now. All that you need to do is bounce back. And Arjuna could bounce back because he took shelter of Krishna's wonderful instruction in the form of Bhagavad Gita. So just to summarize what we have discussed, I've just made this acronym called Bounce Back. A take-home message for all of us to remember, so that so much is spoken and how much we have gathered, I don't know. But yes, maybe this will help us remember. The first, the bounce back, the B stands for balance. Balancing what? Balancing the physical and the mental toughness. Don't just think that if you are mentally fit, you can bounce back. Or don't just think that if you are physically fit, you will be able to bounce back. We need to have the balance of both. With a backache, you can't think, "Are why I am not able to bounce back?" You can't bounce back so fast. If your health is not good, if your health is suffered, then even though you want to bounce back, you may not be able to help yourself. So there needs a balance between the physical and the mental toughness. Then we can bounce back. The B also stands for bubbling enthusiasm that a person needs to have in order to bounce back. The term that is connected to this is called resiliency. The word resilient, someone who is resilient is like that spring who will bounce back faster. So B stands for balance and the bubbling enthusiasm to rebound. O stands for optimistic. One has to be optimistic even in the midst of difficult times. Then person will be able to bounce back. In fact, learning to see positive and act positive is not so easy in the midst of negativity. If you see the life of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada took every setback as a reason to solidify his conviction to preach more and more. He was very optimistic. He took every opportunity, every situation as an opportunity to preach Krishna consciousness. The third N, B-O-U. U stands for unshakable belief in yourself and in God, or undeterred. Someone who is undeterred, having an unshakable belief in your own self. Believe in your own self and also in the power of God. That's the third you. That is, I can actually elaborate on every topic, but we don't have time to go into the details. So that is you. N stands for never mind. Don't take things so personally that you get just overwhelmed by it. Let go of the past without regrets. We can't hold on to the past. Whatever has been done is done. Let's move on. Let me be the new me or new I. Then we can move ahead and bounce back. C is change. Change happens for good. There was one person who lost his daughter at a very early age because of brain cancer. And this person, when he saw a funeral of his own daughter, he just was so shattered. Nothing could bring him back. But he saw that life is going to teach him something. He came to this realization that every person, every event in life are so fleeting that we can lose any time. And when this person lost his own daughter, he started appreciating his closed ones more than ever. He started valuing every moment more than ever, because he understood that life is so fleeting that any time anything can go wrong. So change happens for good. E stands for exocentric life. That is E, right? B-O-U-N-C-E. E stands for exocentric. Exocentric is what we already discussed. Living not just for ourselves, but for a purpose and for a cause. B-A-C-K, back. B is bird's eye view. Try to see situation from a higher pedestal. When you see something at your level, then we may get confused. But when you see from a higher distance, like getting a bird's eye view, then what happens is we get a bigger picture and we get a better picture. So we will get a bit bigger and a bigger and a better picture of life when we actually get a bird's eye view. And the A stands for the right association. Your personality development very much depends on the person that you associate with, because your thoughts, your desires, your dreams will be influenced very much by the people you come in contact with. And when you come in contact with people who are enlightened, who are actually who have such wonderful knowledge to share, then right type of association will help us bounce back faster. Just as in the case of Arjuna, it was Lord Krishna's personal association that helped him bounce back. Or it was in the case of Ved Vyas, where Narad Muni was personally there to help with his dissatisfaction and helped him bounce back. So when we have right people in contact, then we will bounce back faster. C is connecting with the higher powers in life. Yasyam vaishrunamanayam krishne parama puruṣe bhakti uttadyate punsam shoka moha payapaha. When any setbacks comes in our life, we go through this. Either shok, either moh or bhay. We are fearful of the future. We are lamenting of the past. But when we connect with the higher powers, bhaktir uttadyate pumsam yasyam vai shrunamanayam, when we connect ourselves with the sound vibration, that sound vibration will give us the strength. Just as Arjuna got the strength with the sound vibration of the words of Krishna, similarly when we connect ourselves with God and His instructions, that gives us a strength and the power which is far more than our own single effort, far more than our own power. That's the sea. That's why we recommend a repetitive and constant chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is the best, simplest, surest formula to bounce back. Try it and you will never fail. Chanting of the holy names, which is so easily available. And the last K stands for karma. When something goes in your own life, do not blame others. Take up the responsibility of your own actions. Otherwise, we will keep cribbing, we will keep complaining. Why did God did this to me? Or why did universe allow this to happen to me? So, in order for us to bounce back, take it as one's own responsibility. So, if you think life is fair, then you have been seriously misinformed. Life is unfair with everyone. It's going to treat us equally. Just that the degree of setbacks will differ from person to person. Just to end with today's discussion, I have a wonderful poem that I actually heard when I was in school. My Hindi teacher would keep repeating this poem to all the students, and of course I am sure you all have also heard this poem. Koshish karne walo ki haar nahi hoti. This is a beautiful poem actually, which teaches us, in spite of all odds, never give up. Leharon se dar ke nauka kabhi paar nahi hoti, koshish karne walo ki haar nahi hoti. नन्नी चीटी जब दाना लेकर चलती है, चढ़ती दीवारों पर 100 बार फिसलती है. मन का विश्वास रगों में साहस भरता है, चढ़कर गिरना गिरकर चढ़ना नहीं अखरता है. आखिर उसकी मेहनत बेकार नहीं होती, कोशिश करने वालों की हार नहीं होती. डुबकिया सिंधु में गोता खोर लगाता है, जा जाकर खाली हाथ लौट कर आता है. मिलते नहीं सहज ही मोती गहरे पानी में, बढ़ता दुगना उत्साह उसी हैरानी में. मुट्ठी उसकी खाली हर बार नहीं होती, कोशिश करने वालों की हार नहीं होती. असफलता एक चुनौती है, स्वीकार करो. क्या गलती हुई देखो और सुधार करो. जब तक सफल न हो नींद चैन को त्यागो तुम, जब तक सफल न हो नींद चैन को त्यागो तुम, संघर्ष का मैदान छोड़ मत भागो तुम. कुछ किए बिना ही जय जयकार नहीं होती, कोशिश करने वालों की हार नहीं होती. So I wish to thank everyone for being here this evening, and my special gratitude to each one of you for being here this evening. I've apologized for any wrong words that I've used in my talk. And if you have been hurt, someone, anyone has been hurt in any ways, I wish to beg forgiveness. And I hope this will help all of us. Such wonderful knowledge that we have will help all of us to come together, help each other and bounce back. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Let us express our gratitude to Purushottam Prabhu by our traditional style, loudly chanting 3 times. Hare Krishna. First, we would like to express our gratitude to some special guests who have come here. We have with us Dr. Shubhagi Palkar. She is Assistant Professor, Department of Physiology from JJ Hospital. Thank you for being here. We also have her husband, Dr. Shrikant L. Palkar, ex-Deputy Director General, heading Gujarat. So we are very grateful to them both for coming here. We also have Dr. Amrita Mahajan from I Hospital here. I think she is in a hurry. We will express our gratitude to her also. We have Professor Satswarup Prabhu. Satswarup Prabhu is Associate Professor, Department of Microbiology. He is a gold medalist and is currently working in KM Hospital. He is basically an IYS alumni. Many, many years back he was sitting here somewhere. And now he is one of the special guests here. Thank you very much. And we also have Purushottam Prabhu's mother who is sitting there on the sofa there. So thank you everyone. Thank you all the special guests. Today's Prerana related services are handled by His Grace Hari Bol Anand Prabhu's team. Let us express our gratitude to them also by loudly chanting 3 times. We have organized, the ISKCON Youth Services has organized a 3-day camp for all the devotees who are chanting anywhere from 0 to 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. This is called Unnati Camp and this will be held on 19th, 20th and 21st of April at Govardhan Eco Village. So for more information, don't miss this out, contact your IYS counselor. And last, the most important thing is, we would like to welcome all the newcomers, the first timers who have come to the Prerana Festival today. We request all the first timers to kindly stand in your places so that we can properly welcome you. जो भी पहली बार आए हैं अपने स्थान पे खड़े हो जाएंगे तो हम आपका स्वागत कर सकते हैं. लेट अस वेलकम ऑल दिस ब्रेव फेसेस हियर टू अवर प्रेरणा फेस्टिवल बाय लाउडली चैंटिंग 3 times.
हरिओम हरिओम.
सो वी प्रे एट द लोटस फीट ऑफ श्री राधा गोपीनाथ दैट यू कीप कमिंग हियर एवरी मंथ फॉर दिस प्रेरणा फेस्टिवल एंड यू हैव अ स्पेशल काउंटर डाउन स्टेयर्स. So please contact that special newcomers counter and collect your free gift. Thank you very much. Now we'll have Kirtan and then there's Mahaprasad for everyone. Hare Krishna.